Hello and welcome back to the Yellow Pod. I am your host, Adrian P. If you are new here, thank you so much for stopping by and checking out the podcast. If you are a returning listener, I am so glad you are back. Today, we're going to be talking about pronouns. I realized I never came on here to kind of acknowledge that I switched my pronouns and I've started using they, them pronouns. But in my defense, I wasn't really active on the podcast when all of it happened. So we are going to talk about it today and some new vocabulary words that I learned recently. Back in December of 2021, I was back in Arizona hanging out with family, visiting friends just for like an early Christmas thing. I try to go back there at least like twice a year. And anyways, I was hanging out with Maya, who's my best friend, my literal platonic soulmate, and we were taking photos. And that's kind of the thing that we've bonded over. Maya and I became friends in college through the dance team. And then photography and like creating is really like what we bonded over and how we became like such good friends. So I had this idea for a photo shoot and I was like, I just want to look cool, like leather jacket, wet hair type of vibe with like a cigarette hanging out of my mouth, even though I don't even smoke. But we're sitting in Maya's living room doing this. She has like really cool backdrops. So literally just in the middle of her living room. And all of a sudden I was like, Maya, I think I want to go by, I want to start using they, them pronouns. And then I like covered my face and she's like, oh my God, slay. And she's like, why? Like asking me like, why? How long have I been thinking about it? And things like that. I was like, okay, well, remember when I cut my hair? At this point, I think it had been about like 4 months since I had cut my hair. And this is the shortest that it's ever been. Like I went to a barber to get my hair cut and I loved my hair short. The way my curls would sit, like it was cute as hell. And so I told her, I was like, well, ever since I've cut my hair, like I feel very like in touch with my masculine side, but I also feel very feminine at the same time. And I was like, I don't know, like ever since I've cut it and just like being at work, it just bothers me when people refer to me as she, her. And I was like, but I don't, like, I'm not really sure if I want to switch to they, them or like commit to using they, them pronouns. So I don't really know. And I was like, honestly, it's terrifying because also like, I don't want to get hate crimed and I just don't want to have to explain myself to anyone. And I was like, I really don't know. I don't know. Like I'm nervous about it. And of course, Maya being Maya, the greatest human I've ever met, she was like, dude, like maybe just like start telling like people like in your inner circle first and like test it out for a little bit. And then like, she's like, you don't have to like go tell everyone right away that you want to use it. She's like, test it out first. And then if you like it, just go for it. And she's like, if you end up like a couple months later not liking it, then just change back. She's like, there's no rule. Like once you switch your pronouns, you have to stay like that for the rest of your life up until you die. And I was like, okay. I was like, you're right. I was like, you always be talking me down from the dumb like what ifs that I come up with. So I made the switch. But at first, I didn't want to fully commit. Same thing as me like coming out of the closet. I didn't want to fully commit to being a lesbian or being like gay because I was scared. So same thing with this situation. I like announced it, I guess. I'm using air quotes right now, but you can't see me. I announced it on Instagram with like one of the really dope ass pictures that Maya and I took. And I was like, they, them pronouns, please. And I got so much positive feedback from it. And I was like, okay, cool. We'll do they, them. And I like changed it in my bio and everything. I put they, them plus she, her. I didn't want to fully commit to just using they, them. And also, I'm such a fucking people pleaser. I wanted she, her there as like a safety net for people if they can't make the switch right away or I don't know, just any reason so that like if I correct them or I'm like, oh yeah, it's they, them and she, her. I don't know. I felt like I needed a safety net for people just because I couldn't fully commit to they, them and holding people accountable to they, them. I kept the she, her at the end of it just in case. And I will say we're short of like a couple months from it being a whole year since I've decided to use they, them pronouns. And I just like maybe 4 months ago 4 or 5 months ago have strictly started going by they, them. Took she, her out of the equation. It's out of my bios. It's off of my resume. And it took me a while because I think I have a lot of internalized homophobia, which through more research I've learned is actually internalized heterosexism. And that is the vocab word that we are learning today right now. Internalized heterosexism is a new word that I just recently learned. So I'm going to share it with you. Everyone get out your pens and papers. We are all going to start class now. Internalized heterosexism refers to the development of a negative view on one's own and others' sexual minority identities due to living in a heterosexist society. And when we just look at the word heterosexism, this term refers to the notion that heterosexuality is normal and the default, meaning that other identities and orientations are inferior or abnormal. And I think these two terms very well explain kind of what I deal with on the inside. Even today, being like the proud, queer, non-binary individual that I am, I still have this little voice in my head that's like, dude, this, you're not normal. Like, what you're doing is so abnormal. There's so many people who hate the fact that you are just existing the way that you are. And it's these terms that literally explain what goes on in my brain. And I think they play such a big role in my life. Like, when we look at when I first came out, I came out as bisexual because I was like, well, I don't want people to like, I want people to know that like I go both ways. I'm not like fully gay. And then when we look at the situation with me switching my pronouns, I was like, I can't commit 100% to being a they, them. I still should probably keep she, her, like, in the realm of my pronouns. Basically, I just have commitment issues to being me. I can't commit to being my full self. I have to, like, dip my toe into the water and see how it goes before I eventually just, like, put it all out there. For the first couple of months of making like the switch to using they, them pronouns, I did, like I said, keep she, her along with it. And it was more so because I didn't want to seem like a burden. I didn't want people to have to use too much brain power to acknowledge my existence. But the more that people kept calling me she, her, I was getting frustrated because in my brain, I was like, I'm listing they, them first and she, her second. So maybe try they, them first. And the she, her is just there as like a safety net for everyone. And I really had to have a moment with myself and be like, Adri, you just have to take she, her out of it. And it's just they, them. Because the more and more people called me she, her, or like referred to me as a she, her, whatever, I just got like frustrated. And I was like, no, like that's not Adri. That's not it. It's not it. But like, how fucked is that for like me to like almost like put myself through that like little like hell, I guess, because I was too scared to keep people accountable and hold people accountable to using they, them. Like, I wouldn't, even after I took she, her out and I was strictly going by they, them, I wouldn't correct people because I didn't want to get like, I didn't want people to get annoyed with me and be like, ugh, Adri's always like they, them. Like, I didn't want that. But in reality, if that's someone's response to me asking for just basic respect of how I like to be acknowledged, then they don't deserve to be in my life. They don't deserve to be in my presence. And I want to circle back to the internalized heterosexism term because they have a list here of how it could show up in a person. And a couple of these, I'm like, damn, that's me. It says being unable or unwilling to acknowledge their own sexual orientation, feeling ashamed of their sexual identity or orientation, trying not to behave in ways that they see as being consistent with heterosexist stereotypes, denying the role of heterosexism in LGBTQ+ oppression, and deriding or disliking people who proudly say that they have same-sex orientations, and believing that there's a right or wrong way to be a member of the LGBTQ+ communities, and having a fear of being gay or others labeling them as gay. And there's multiple of these that pinpoint, like, pin the tail on the donkey, pin the bullet point on Adri. Like, the biggest one was the last one, having a fear of being gay or others labeling them as gay. this, I know exactly where this fear within me comes from. In high school, these girls were fighting over me, okay? Like, it was to the point, it was two different friend groups, and they were fighting over me because I was friends with both of them. And they were like, you have to pick one or the other. And then these girls literally ended up fist fighting each other, like, at school because of me. And it was solely, like, platonic friendships. And then I get a phone call from one of the girls. Her older sister calls me, and she's like, you're obsessed with my sister. Blah, 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 blah. You love girls. You're obsessed with girls. You're a freaking lesbian, like, saying all this stuff to me. And she's like, you're weird and obsessed with girls. And, like, calling me gay, using gay as such a negative term, and the term lesbian, like, to this day, I don't like being referred to as a lesbian because of this exact moment. And I just remember sitting there crying, and I had tear streaks down my face because I had just gotten a spray tan, and I had fucking tear streaks down my face, and I'm crying, and I'm like, I'm not a lesbian. I'm not a lesbian. I like boys. Like, I'm normal. And here we are, 24 fucking years old, and I'm still dealing with the repercussions of that. Now, that was just like verbal fire thrown at me, but it still affected me to this day. And there was a poll done, and 51% of these people said that they or a family member from the LGBTQ plus communities have experienced violence because of their sexual orientation. And at the time in high school, I wasn't even gay. I didn't even know if I was. I didn't know. All I knew is I didn't really like boys. And I was like, you know what? Maybe that's just how it is. Maybe no one's actually really happy in their relationship. But I never considered myself gay. And for me to experience that as someone who wasn't even out of the closet is fucked up. And then to go on into college, and once I came out, all the hate that I experienced from people that I thought were close friends, like, that's fucked up. And the fact that 51% of people have experienced some type of violence because of their sexual orientation, there's something fucked up in this world. There's a lot of things fucked up in this world, and this is one of them. How are you going to hate on someone for just solely existing in their most authentic, genuine way? And I think that's why a lot of people, like me, hold themselves back from being their most authentic selves for a second. Like, I dip my toes in the water before I completely jump in. We've got over this. I can't commit to being anything outside of normal because I'm scared that something bad is going to happen. And this term, internalized heterosexism, isn't just about the way that a queer person may feel about themselves. Like, it affects a person's health as a whole. Like, you'll have poor relationship quality, mental health complications, chronic stress, sexual behavior will be, it's not normal. You have to conceal your identity, and, like, you literally have to, like, it's not just a term to describe a feeling and, like, a inward hate. It does affect, like, a person as a whole. When I look at the various responses that I got, like, when I came out, like, back when I, like, emerged from the glass closet, because apparently a lot of people were like, I already knew you were going to be gay. And I was like, cool, thanks. But when I look back at some of the responses that I got from people, it was very telling as to why I have so much inward difficulties with my pronouns, the how I identify, and, like, when I was coming out in general, because where I grew up was predominantly white. Everyone was either Mormon, and if you weren't Mormon, you partied and you drank, and people considered you a bad person because you didn't follow any sort of religious thing. And everyone was very white picket fence, family, husband, like, wife, husband, kids, all of that stuff. There was nothing unique about where I grew up. Everyone was white. There was nothing more than just white people. And I remember this one Facebook message I got from this dude who, when we were in high school, he was like the all-star of the baseball team. Everyone thought he was the shit. And we had talked, like, flirted a little bit over Facebook Messenger back when I was like a sophomore in high school or something. But fast forward to me coming out, and he messaged me and he's like, oh, so you've turned lesbian now, question mark. And he's like, have fun like figuring that out. And I was like, what? I was like, what do you mean figuring that out? Like, this isn't gonna, like, what? And it wasn't like a very violent attack. He could have said a lot like worse things. It wasn't even an attack. It was just like some stupid message. And pause. It was funny because if you scrolled up right above, like, oh, you're a lesbian now, he was like flirting with me and all this stuff because it was the messages from my sophomore year of high school. But responses like that and the need that people feel to send strong, like, negative verbiage to people who are gay is the response that I didn't want. And I think that's why I was so hesitant on coming out of everything, because we live in a society where if you are anything other than a white heterosexual person, you're fucking weird. People are going to bully the shit out of you for no fucking reason. Fast forward to now, and I think there's a lot of power in being your most authentic self, especially other people are going to be intimidated by you, because when you are just living your life blatantly how you want to live it, people are like, oh my God, because there's not everyone wants to be doing the same thing that everyone else is doing. And I think there's a lot of people who hold back from doing the things that they wish because of judgment from others. Me, for example, like all of the times that I've come out, and I refer to all of the times as when I came out as bisexual, and then when I came out as a lesbian, and then now that I'm using they, them pronouns, like it's all a part of the same like coming out thing, because queer people have to. But being so strong and comfortable in who I am and knowing who I am, there's a lot of power in that. A lot of power in that. And for me to be able to say, I am a non-binary, queer, they, them individual, whatever order I want to put that in, is big, because I could barely come out of the closet and say I was bisexual. And now I can say this about myself. And I'm like, hell fucking yeah. Like, this is who I am. And they're like, oh, why? I'm like, do I need to tell you? I'm going to tell you. It's because for me, using they, them pronouns allows me to sit more comfortably in like the androgynous aspect of being non-binary, because I very much like being in tune with my masculine side as well as my feminine side at the same time. And I think just using they, them allows me to explore both of those realms more. And if that doesn't make sense to you, I quite honestly don't give a fuck, because it makes sense to me and it's what makes me happy. Last little bit before we close out of today's episode. If whatever you're doing makes you happy and fulfills you and someone else doesn't understand it, keep doing it. Don't stop it. Just because they don't understand it does not mean that it's wrong. No one here has the end-all be-all of information and knowledge. No one is going to understand absolutely everything. And when they don't understand it and they make judgment on you for it, they gotta go. They don't need to be in your life. Whatever makes you happy, that's it. If Frank and Sally don't understand why it makes you happy and that pisses them off, they got their own issues to work out, because your happiness, if your happiness is pissing someone else off, they need to work through something in therapy with their therapist. Keep doing you, baby. That's it for today's episode. I just learned a lot about myself and why I'm kind of weird on the inside when it comes to like how I express myself and things like that. I have a lot of internalized stuff that I need to work through. But I learned that and I wanted to share it with everyone. Don't forget, I am taking write-in submissions. I'm always taking write-in submissions. Literally send it to me at 3 a.m. or 1 p.m. I don't care. Send it to me. If you want a funny story, sad story, happy story, life advice, a situation you're working through featured on the podcast, send it over to my email at adriannapollock, the number 12 at gmail.com, with the subject line TYP write-in submission. Let me know if you wish to stay anonymous and what your pronouns are so I can properly acknowledge you. Other than that, that's a wrap for today. As always, I am your host, Adri P. If you are a new listener and you came to hang out today, I appreciate you and I hope to have you back next week. And if you're a returning listener, I will kiss the ground you walk on because I appreciate you coming back week after week to check in and hang out with me. I will see you all next week. Later, skaters.